Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 70. Why was Daniel so greatly beloved? Now while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me, and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. After reading Daniel's prayer in chapter 9, verses 4 to 19, can we have a doubt that the Lord hears prayer? Does he notice the wants of his humble child? No sooner does Daniel's prayer begin to ascend to heaven, than the command is issued to the mighty angel to fly swiftly to his help. There is no loitering in the offices of heaven. Swifter than an email, the answer comes in appearance like a flash of lightning. Trembling child, have faith in God. What made Daniel to be greatly beloved? Does God have some favorite people whom he loves more than others? No, for Christ gave his blood for all of us equally. He did something for the entire human race. He has redeemed us all. If he died to save the world, he has given the gift of salvation to the world, but it's a gift that has to be received by faith. By his sacrifice on his cross, the Son of God has given the gift of justification to every man, but you can do like Esau did, who had the birthright but despised it and sold it. Paul makes clear that what Christ did for humanity was more than make them a mere offer. No less than 5 times in one short passage he declares that Christ gave us a free gift of justification. Daniel believed this good news and chose to respond. For him Christ's legal justification became the experience of justification by faith. This is what made him obedient. What the angel says to Daniel, he says to you also. Instead of saying, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, say, God so loved me,